I looked down and instantly felt dizzy. I could see the wide ocean and its ink-black waters. It would be difficult to imagine a lonelier or more deserted environment. To the right and to the left, as far as the eye could see, were dark cliffs and mountains. In the distance, there were a few deserted islands. The guide started to talk about the islands and the mountains. He told me their names and something about each one of them. Then suddenly he said, "Can you hear anything? Can you see any change in the water?" I could. I could hear a loud sound, and I could see that the sea was changing direction. It was a current. Before my very eyes, this current became faster and faster. In 5 minutes, the whole sea, as far as the islands, was in torment. The waves were high. The sea was boiling, hissing, humming with whirlpools. A few minutes later, and the sea changed again. Now the surface was smooth, and the whirlpools began to disappear. Then suddenly, without warning, they formed into one. One enormous whirlpool, about half a mile in diameter. In the center of the whirlpool was an enormous funnel. It had an ink-black wall of water, and it swirled around faster, faster, and even faster. At the same time, the noise it made was terrible. It almost screamed. The mountain was shaking. I was shaking. "This," said the old man, "is the maelstrom. Boats, yachts, and ships have been carried away by it. In 1645, the noise from it was so great that the houses in the port fell down. Sailors are afraid of this area of the sea." I had read about the maelstrom, of course, but nothing I had read had prepared me for this. "Watch the whirlpool, and while you are watching, listen to my story," said the guide.